Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, little Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. We got a new video up this week. And we got a new poll question. We want to know what you think. The poll question this week is all about Facebook. So check that out and see what you think. We want to know what you think. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Ellen Rohr is here, folks. Ellen's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The Weekend Biz Plan. And Ellen, tell the audience how they can find you and find your book and your books and all the things that you do.
Well, come visit our website. It's barebonesbiz.com, barebonesbiz.com. And you can be my Facebook friend, Ellen Rohr, R-O-H-R, E-L-L-E-N-R-O-H-R. I love Facebook. I love keeping up with it. And I've also found it's really fun to share good business stories and inspiring things. So be my pal. I'll be yours, too.
All right. That sounds good. Check it out, folks. We're talking about your economy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We're talking about, no, we're not talking about the national economy. We're talking about your economy where, you know, you eat every day, you have to pay, you use utilities every day, gasoline, you fill up your vehicles every day, the bills come in every day, whether any receipts come in every day. That's your economy, isn't it, Ellen? How do we, talk to us about how we realize, you know, how we keep that front and center rather than getting all excited about the macro economy.
Well, let's turn off the news or at least tone it down. You don't need to watch an endless loop of news all day. They're not going to report in on the peace and the prosperity that's breaking out all over. So ignore that. Read some inspirational things. Listen to stories about folks who've made things happen in rough times. You know, I just heard a story yesterday that I really, really enjoyed. Howard Schultz is the president of Starbucks, CEO.
Yep.
Of Starbucks, and he left the company, made a gazillion dollars, but he, you know, like every big business out there was once a small business and started with one person and a dream. And his did too. And he grew it. I think he has 16,000 shops. But he came back to Starbucks in 2008 because he wasn't pleased. He was concerned with the kind of the downturn of the overall chain of stores, right? So in 2008, he comes back to the helm at, you know, arguably one of the scariest financial times in our country. He said, when I saw a little interview with him at Inc.com, he said that he didn't realize that was going to happen. He comes back in and then kaboom, you know, the world financial market starts to shake. And he said what he did was he closed every one of his stores at one point, all tens of thousands of them, he closed each store to retrain his team. To get focused on the basics, right? And now he's since then rebounded that company to amazing success yet again. So, and this is a product that may be the first thing to go in the economy. I'm using air quotes around it. In the economy is that discretionary $7 cup of coffee, right? So they certainly were feeling the effect of that, and they launched something called Via, which is instant coffee, which they were tortured by the critics about. What do you mean you're going to sell instant coffee now? You're totally selling out. Well, they made a really good instant coffee at a price point that was really appropriate and still incredibly profitable. He said it launched the first
time in the U.S. only. They responded to their customers. How many times, Ellen, have you and I said this? Folks, if you want to know where the gold is, ask your customers. If you want to know what the answer to your problem is, ask your customer. They have all the answers.
You know who else he consults with that's just right in front of you is your team. What do you think we should do? What are you hearing on the front lines? And so that moment by moment, person by person, walk among the troops approach to business always works, small or big. And then that the effect that your successful business can have on the economy is how we're actually going to fix it. That's the paradox. Isn't that, that just turns me on.
Four words, the four most powerful, the four most effective words in management. And I've learned this over the years. It wasn't easy. I wasn't born to this, Ellen.
Uh-huh.
But the four most powerful words in management are, what do you think?
What do you think? Oh, I love that. I'm going to be quoting you again.
When you're doing that MBWA, management by walking around, you were talking about, ask
yep.
the employees, what do you think? But don't do that if you don't have time to listen.
Oh, that's such good advice. I think, you know, it's time to just put your big panties on, Jim. Put them on. And quit whining about the economy. Quit talking about it. Quit blaming your lack of success on it.
Put your big boy pants and your big girl pants on and quit
that's
whining.
That's
right.
Stretch them on.
One of the things about it right now, Ellen, I'm so proud of the small business owners who are mm-hmm. still in business right now. If they're still in business right now, Ellen, they figured out how to survive.
Or you know, just
and
put
now
your
and
down.
Now what they've got to do, what they've got to do is focus on how do they grow. And as
absolutely.
You said, you and I are not going to solve Wall Street in Washington. We got to solve ourselves. Ellen, thanks again for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Always a pleasure. Love, 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 and prosperity to you.
You too. Come back again real soon. Ellen Rohr, R-O-H-R, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.